Better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Brady's Bucks are coming to town. Let's go.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, and welcome to the Locked On Bucs Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. And we thank you for making us your first listen or view of the day. I am James Yarko, deputy editor of SB Nation's BucsNation.com, flying solo on this episode. But of course, you can check out my co-host, David Harrison, over at Sports Illustrated's BucsGameDay.com, and check everything out on Twitter at Locked On Bucks, at JRCO underscore Bucks, and at DHarrison82. Again, we thank you for making us your first listen or view of the day. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. They have a special offer for our listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/LockedOn. The Buccaneers are still pretty banged up, but it looks like they are closer to being a whole team again. So already ruled out for the Bucs and Cardinals this Sunday are Jamel Dean, Vita Vea, Carl Nassib, Jannard Avery, who was placed on season-ending IR, essentially, and Donovan Smith. Obviously, the big ones are going to be Vita Vea, Jamel Dean, and Donovan Smith in this upcoming contest. Jamel Dean, Vita Vea missing their second weeks in a row. You have James Conner on the other side of the ball. You have Vita Vea, who can wreck the interior of an offensive line, get pressure on a quarterback, and then Jamel Dean. You have some solid receivers out there in Arizona. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins is phenomenal. You have Hollywood Brown. Greg Dortch has even had a pretty decent season when he has been utilized. So you're down your number two corner for the second week in a row. And then Donovan Smith, who is dealing with a foot injury, is not going to be available for this one. And Dragon Gerald B, I see in the comment section, Josh Wells has done much better than I thought. And if he can switch to left tackle, maybe we could get better. I know people either hate Donovan Smith or defend him, but why not try it? Well, Dragon Gerald B, it's funny you should mention that. It's expected now that Josh Wells is going to move to left tackle this week against the Arizona Cardinals to take the place of Donovan Smith, because Tristan Wirfs is expected to play this weekend. That is huge. You're downgrading on Brady's blind side. I truly believe that. I do believe between Donovan Smith and Josh Wells, your best option is still Donovan Smith. He has struggled mightily this season, but we've seen what he can be over the course of the last 2 years leading up to this season. We know he can play at a very high level. He's not always getting penalized like he has the last couple of weeks. And as Fanuel points out, at least there won't be unnecessary penalties from Donovan Smith. Look, over the last 2 years, that hasn't really been the norm for Donovan Smith. Not sure if it's the personal issues that he said he was dealing with that he wasn't going to make public that are hurting his play, the constant shuffling around the offensive line, not having Ali Marpet lining up next to him. There's a lot of factors that have played into this, but Smith isn't going to be available this weekend, so Josh Wells is going to slide over, going to start at left tackle, and then hopefully, Tristan Wirfs, again, not guaranteed, but he is expected to play. And on top of that, you're looking at a potential return of Ryan Jensen here in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. Now, for the Cardinals, they are, of course, without Kyler Murray for the rest of the season, and their backup quarterback, Colt McCoy, is officially out with a concussion. Even though he was a limited participant in Friday's practice, he is out with that concussion. So Trace McSorley, Penn State legend, is going to get the start on Christmas Day. We know the Buccaneers' track record with backup and third-string quarterbacks. But I find it really hard to believe that that's going to be the case on Sunday. McSorley is not Brock Purdy. He is not Nick Foles. He's got a career completion percentage of 46.2%. He's got one touchdown. He's got three interceptions. He's not great. So I would be honestly stunned if he goes out there and puts up, you know, 250 and two touchdowns against the Buccaneers. Not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying I would be stunned. Also out for the Arizona Cardinals are defensive lineman Zach Allen and cornerback Byron Murphy Jr. And then other Buccaneers that you all need to keep an eye on. Antoine Winfield Jr. did not participate in practice all week, but is being called a game time decision by head coach Todd Bowles. They said how he, you know, they're going to wait and see how he feels Sunday morning. And then kind of the same with Mike Edwards. It's expected that Mike Edwards will play. He's listed as questionable, but Todd Bowles was asked if he was a full go or if he was going to be on a pitch count like he was against the Cincinnati Bengals. And Todd Bowles said basically the same thing that he did about Antoine Winfield Jr. We're going to wait and see how he feels Sunday morning, kind of play it by ear, see how that goes. So, you know, some key players out for the Buccaneers, key player who is a game time decision and a key player who may only get to play 50% of snaps going up against the Arizona Cardinals. All talk all the time in the chat. Donovan has struggled this year due to injury. I agree. I do think that some of his struggles have come with that injury. You guys remember way back in week one, he suffered that elbow injury when trying to block Micah Parsons, and it was a matter of pain tolerance. He missed some games because of that and hasn't been himself ever since. You wonder if that lingering elbow issue is still causing him problems, and it's certainly feasible that that's part of the reason that he's getting these holding penalties. He doesn't have enough strength in that arm because of that hyperextended elbow that he's not getting the push that he normally does. And he's having to resort to holding because he just doesn't have the strength in that arm right now. Probably going to see some offseason rehab. I don't think it requires surgery. I think it's a rest and rehab and rebuild the strength in that. But this absolutely, it's a great point by All Talk All the Time in the chat. There have been some very long and lingering issues with this elbow injury. I do firmly believe that. So thank you for jumping in the chat and saying that. Now, normally, David and I would be talking about what we're confident in and what we're concerned about coming up in just a moment. Unfortunately, as you all can see, David is not here. He's dealing with a power outage. I almost had to deal with a power outage. I am currently bringing the show to you in negative 24 degree weather. Things are not great around here right now. But fortunately for me, I got to keep my power. David is in the nasty cold without his power. So hopefully they get that straightened out. But because of all that, my son Beckett has helped me with segments 2 and 3, which we will have coming at you coming up in just a moment. But for first, Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts. Browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion or budget across the United States, UK, Canada, and Australia. You can book a spacious SUV or minivan for a family road trip, get a classic or luxury car for a special event, find affordable economy cars if you're on a budget and just trying to get from A to B, or you can test drive that new electric vehicle that you've had your eye on to see how it fits in your everyday life. Many Turo hosts can even deliver the car right to you. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions do apply. So forget boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo.com. This episode also brought to you by some friends of ours that have a special message. Did you know that driving high is considered driving under the influence? That's right. Driving under the influence of marijuana is against the law in every state, even in states where marijuana is legal. That means driving high could get you a DUI. And if you think law enforcement officers can't tell when you're driving high, you're wrong. Your friends can tell, your coworkers can tell, your parents can tell, everyone can tell. So what makes you think that law enforcement officers don't know when you're driving high? Driving under the influence of marijuana can slow your response time and change how you perceive time and speed. So if you think you're fine to drive when you're high, you are not. Because the bottom line is, if you feel different, you drive different. Driving high is driving under the influence. So remember, Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA. Thank you again for making Locked On Bucks your first listen or view every day. For the biggest headlines in all sports, make sure you're checking out Locked On Sports Today, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. Now, as I mentioned, instead of confident in and concerned about this week, we are going to pivot. We are going to have a little bit of holiday fun. And since David can't be here, I have enlisted the help of my 13-year-old hockey-playing, Buccaneers-loving son, Beckett, to help me with our first ever naughty and nice list. So I want you guys to drop your naughty and nice players in the comment section as we go through this. I'm going to start off with Beckett's, and we're going to start off with happy thoughts. Beckett's nice list is Tristan Wirfs. And the reason he gave is that Wirfs is always reliable. He protects Tom Brady. He doesn't give up sacks. And he was just named to his second straight Pro Bowl. Beckett and I were having a conversation earlier in the day about big-time players that the Buccaneers have that are going to be getting some big-time contracts. And he said, so over the next couple of years, we're going to lose Devin White. We're going to lose Jamel Dean. We're going to lose Sean Murphy Bunting. We're going to lose Antoine Winfield Jr. We're going to lose Tristan Wirfs. And while I do think the Buccaneers will lose some of those players, I do not believe that they are ever going to let Tristan Wirfs out the door. Yes, that guy is absolutely going to get paid. But when you have the best player at a position, you don't let him go. Tristan Wirfs is going to become a franchise player for this team, and he is going to make some big, big money in the process. My nice list for a couple of different reasons, but I'm going with Mike Evans. And David and I talked about it a couple of weeks when there was the big blow up between Evans and Brady on the sideline when things are not going great between the two of them. And look, Mike Evans is the consummate pro. He is a great person in the locker room. He is a wonderful human being in the community. For those that didn't see, the Buccaneers went into their locker room on, I believe it was Thursday, and Mike Evans had Segway scooters in every locker for all of his teammates. He's got, you know, the Mike Evans Foundation, constantly working to help make the community a better place. He is a captain on this football team. He is one of, if not the face of the franchise for the better part of a decade now. You know you can rely on him in big spots. You know he's going to put up his numbers. You know he's going to do whatever he can to fight, scratch, and claw his way to helping this team get victories. Wonderful teammate. I think without a doubt, Mike Evans is the absolute nicest of the nice to put on this list for the Buccaneers. Going to jump over to the comment section real quick. We got Danny Kay. Gronk on the nice list when he comes back. For those that didn't see Rick Stroud's report on the Tampa Bay Times, apparently starting around mid-November, a little bit before Thanksgiving, Gronk and the Buccaneers were in contact with one another about Gronk potentially returning. They had a couple of conversations. Ultimately, Gronk decided to stay retired. However, the Buccaneers are leaving the door open in case he ever decides that he wants to return. So this close, though I don't think Gronk comes in and fixes all of the issues that we have seen. So for the naughty list, Beckett went in a very interesting direction. I personally would not have gone here, but this is where Beckett went, and his naughty list consists of Leonard Fournette. And his reasoning was that Leonard Fournette is the lead running back in one of the worst rushing attacks in the last 20 years. And according to Beckett, if you're a good enough running back, you can make plays regardless of the offensive line. I don't entirely agree with him, but I told him, hey, you're going to be part of this segment. Tell me what you think, and I will put it out there. And I will respect that. I will respectfully disagree, but outside of, I didn't want to go after Todd Bowles again. I didn't want to go after Byron Leftwich again. I think David and I have done quite enough of that, but it's really hard to kind of come up with who's going to be on the naughty list. You could have talked about Donovan Smith and all the penalties. And I think in spots, Leonard Fournette has played really well this year. And I think truly the offensive line has been a big part of how bad the rushing attack has been. As far as my naughty list, I also don't think what I am about to do is completely fair, but I'm going to do it anyway because you guys know me and this is very on brand for me. My naughty list is Cameron Brate. And I love Cam Brate. You guys know that. Wonderful person, really nice guy, but he keeps taking away all of Cade Otton's targets. And in the process, he's not catching them. So it's time to move on and get on the nice list by saying, hey, maybe these passes should be going to Cade Otton, the young up-and-coming stud tight end that we have that is making plays on a weekly basis and not constantly dropping passes, who is catching and running for 20-plus yard gains, who's getting in the end zone. And I get it. It's not entirely Cameron Brate's fault. It's the personnel that's being placed out on the field. It's the play calling. I get it. But as much as I like Cameron Brate, I like Cade Otton more. I like what he brings to the team more. I like the upside more. And the more Cameron Brate is on the field, the less Cade Otton is getting those opportunities. And quite frankly, I think it's hindering the Buccaneers' offense. And that places Cam Brate squarely on the naughty list. I want to jump over to the chat for a second. If you guys want to drop in your naughty and nice stuff, but all talk all the time in the chat. Does the Cardinals defensive line scare you in any way? They had 6 sacks last week. Not really. The Cardinals overall are a pretty mid defense. They're not very good against the pass. You know, I think last week it was just kind of one of those explosions. We've seen that from the Buccaneers this year. We see it from every team at least once a year where they're on their game for one particular week. I do not think the matchup for the Cardinals this week against the Buccaneers is a good one. Even with the offensive line questions, I don't think that the Cardinals defense matches up well against the Buccaneers offense. Demon Hunter 0219. Gronk is just being Gronk. All he said was he is bored. Not his fault fans jump to conclusions. Well, that's kind of true. It's not entirely true. He tweeted out he was bored as a precursor to the announcement of his partnership with FanDuel, but it was originally Gronk that did reach out to the Buccaneers and initiated these conversations when he was mulling over the idea of coming out of retirement. Now, the I'm bored tweet did spark a lot of reaction, I guess, immediately after his agent called him. He had multiple teams calling him, but that was actually kind of a pre-planned precursor to this FanDuel deal that he has going on. But I guess the thought did creep in his head that, hey, maybe I'm going to come back, going to help out my guy Tom. I'm going to help out my friends in Tampa and try to get them over the finish line. So, yeah, to some level, it's Gronk being Gronk. But at the same time, there was a little bit of smoke. There was a little bit of smoke coming out of One Buck Place. And real quick, Edwin Hernandez, only two guys I'm worried about, JJ and Buda Baker. Edwin, Buda Baker is hands down one of my absolute favorite players in the National Football League. He is so much fun to watch. And yes, he is very, very scary. He is very, very good, but he is a blast to watch. I love watching Buda Baker get to play football. But we are going to bring you predictions coming up in just a moment. But first, BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From pro football to college bowl season to basketball and World Cup, they've got it all at betonline.net. And if you love sports podcasts like this one, you can find those at BetOnline as well. They're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting information. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. wrapping things up here on a preview edition of the Locked On Bucks podcast. And it's time for bowl predictions, player predictions, score predictions. And we're going to take a look around the rest of the NFL at some of the other games that we have going on. So as I did in segment two, I enlisted the help of my son Beckett as we were curled up in the cold under our blankets, trying to be able to feel our hands, which I cannot do right now. And he took David's spot in the prediction segment. So I'm going to start with his. Beckett's bold prediction, and you guys are going to love this if he's right. The Bucks are going to put up 30-plus points against a bad Arizona Cardinals defense. I love the optimism. I really do. He's really getting into the Christmas spirit of just really wishing for things that probably aren't going to happen. My bold prediction, the Bucks giveth and the Bucks taketh away. Last week, they gaveth 5 different possessions straight to the Cincinnati Bengals en route to an epic collapse. This week, the Buccaneers defense is going to do the same thing to Trace McSorley in the Arizona offense. Give me 5 takeaways by the Buccaneers defense. Joe Tryon Soyinka, he's gotten some flack on social media. Dude was balling in the first half against the Cincinnati Bengals. If we get that Joe Tryon Soyinka for the full game against the Arizona Cardinals, it's going to be a real long day for Trace McSorley. We're talking multiple sacks, probably a forced fumble. He was all over the place. He looked really, really good, especially in the absence of Shaq Barrett and Vita Vea. JTS really, really stepped up and played a fantastic first half. Really, nobody played a good second half, so you can't pin that on him. Beckett's predictive player of the game is Rashad White. And his reasoning is that a bad run defense and a thin defensive line, Rashad should be in line for consistent runs and an explosive play or two. I like that. You guys know that we are big Rashad White fans here on this show. Beckett is rapidly becoming one of those as well. He really likes what Rashad White brings to the offense. My player of the game, you guys know what I'm going to say. You already know it. You can start throwing it in the chat. It's Cade Otton. Arizona is the worst defense in the National Football League against the tight end position. This is I'm going to keep pounding the table on this point, because if the Buccaneers actually utilize this mismatch, Cade Otton could end up with career highs in receptions and yards in this game, probably get into the end zone at least once. Arizona is awful against the tight end position. Why would you not utilize an explosive tight end against that? You know, you heard Evan Kolaski on Wednesday's episode talk about how Mike Evans is going to go off. Great, fine, that's cool. But you got to throw the ball to more than just Mike Evans or Chris Godwin. We saw that in the second half against the Cincinnati Bengals. Brady kept trying to force it into Evans and Godwin, and things went south quickly. Don't know if Julio Jones is going to play. Russell Gage stepped up a little bit, but utilize your tight ends. We know how much Brady likes to dump off to running backs, throw passes, you know, short passes, reliable tight end targets. Use Cade Otton. I promise you, if in any other game this season, good things will happen if you throw the ball to Cade Otton against the Arizona Cardinals. Going to jump over to the chat real quick before we get into some other odds around the league. We got Demon Hunter. Tom Brady should be on the naughty list as well. Yeah. The last couple of weeks, yeah, overall, I'd say no. But, you know, I wouldn't exactly throw him on the nice list either. He's just kind of stuck in limbo. Let's see how he does this week. And maybe we'll upgrade him. Demon Hunter also says that your son is correct 100%. A good enough running back will make plays regardless of the line play. Appreciate you, Demon. I will pass that along to Beckett and see what he says about it. But we're going to take a look around the league with some of the lines, thanks to our friends BetOnline.net, who have more odds, props, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. And we are going to start in New England as the Cincinnati Bengals are 3-point favorites against the home New England Patriots. Beckett is taking the Bengals. I will also take the Bengals to win their 7th consecutive game. They are the hottest team in football. They look unstoppable. A really interesting game. And if you have the I know everybody's going to be busy over the weekend. If you have the opportunity and the availability to watch the New Orleans Saints as 3-point road underdogs facing the Cleveland Browns, do it. This game is going to be a hot mess, and I am here for it. The city of Cleveland has a 16-degree high forecasted for Saturday with a blizzard warning. And let me tell you, having just been up there a month ago, that lake effect is no joke. That's going to be a real ugly and disgusting and hilariously fun game. Beckett is taking the Browns. I will also take the Cleveland Browns. It's going to be a a Nick Chubb game. The Eagles, the first place Eagles, 4-point underdogs at the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles without Jalen Hurts. Beckett is taking the Cowboys. I will take the Eagles. They are going to find a way to get it done. Their defense is fantastic. Dak is going to be under pressure all day long. I'm going with the team that is overall more talented. That is the Philadelphia Eagles. And finally, in the toilet bowl, we have the 3-point favored Denver Broncos taking on Baker Mayfield and the Los Angeles Rams in LA. Beckett is taking the Rams. I will also take Baker Mayfield and the Los Angeles Rams. What a dumpster fire both of those teams are. So as disappointing as the Bucs season has been, be thankful that you're not a Broncos or a Rams fan this year, because woof, it is ugly. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, according to betonline.net, are 9-point road favorites against the Arizona Cardinals. We've laid out the issues for the Cardinals. We've laid out the issues for the Buccaneers. David's score from the crossover, he went a little bit closer, a little bit lower scoring. He's saying 21-17 Buccaneers. Beckett, you heard his bold prediction. The Bucs were going to put up 30-plus. He's taking the Bucs 34-13. I will also take the Buccaneers to give everyone a nice ending to their Christmas day in a dominant win. Buccaneers win this one 27-10. Going to jump in the chat one more time. Demon Hunter, he has been active in the chat. I appreciate you. He says 31-12 Buccaneers. I like that. Fanuel, 28-7 Buccaneers. I like that one too. And then Demon Hunter dropping in some bold predictions. Mike Evans has 137 yards and 2 touchdowns. Otten with 75 and a tutty. Demon Hunter, if your prediction is right, that will put Mike Evans over that 1,000-yard threshold with 2 games to go. And don't forget, he missed a game this year. So that means he would have gone over 1,000 yards in just 13 games. I do believe Mike Evans eclipses 1,000 yards in this game. He needs 112. I think he gets it done. They just gotta keep giving him the ball early and often. And don't forget about him in the second half. Edwin Hernandez in the chat says 34-10 Bucks. Love the confidence you guys have right now. I love it. This is what playoff teams are supposed to do, right? Playoff teams are supposed to beat teams that they are better than. The Buccaneers are a better team than the Arizona Cardinals. They should beat them. I think they will beat them. And with that, I am going to get out of here. On behalf of David and myself, I want to wish each and every one of you a heartfelt and sincere thank you for joining us in any capacity, whether it's on the podcast, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's in the live chat like we've had going on tonight. You guys are the absolute best, and we are here because of each and every one of you. And we want to thank you for that. Want to wish all of you a wonderful and safe Christmas and a happy holiday. Enjoy the time with your friends, your family, your loved ones. It is a wonderful time. And hopefully the Bucks come through and cap off your holiday weekend with a big win. want to thank you again for making Locked On Bucks podcast your first listen of the day. And of course, for the biggest headlines in all sports, check out Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. We will be back live Christmas night following the game. I don't know why David and I do this to ourselves, but by golly, we're going to be here for you guys to react, hopefully, a big Buccaneers win. Of course, you can check out everything I'm doing over at BucksNation.com. Check out everything David's doing over at BucksGameDay.com. Of course, follow everything on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JRCo_Bucks, at E.Harrison2. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, fire those things. Thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.